Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. Ronald Surpass, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola and former NOPD chief. He also served as the head of the Washington State Police, as well as the chief of Nashville Police. So he brings a knowledge set that we typically don't have from other jurisdictions from a law enforcement perspective. And as such, Ronnie, welcome to the show.
No, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
So, Ronnie, another breaking story about Officer Vappi being part of the security detail team for the mayor, dining with the mayor. You know, I know that we were promised after a lot of this broke about a year or two ago that there would be new policies and protocols about executive security detail for the mayor. But it almost seems like we're back to square one again. Your thoughts?
If I was the chief looking at this, I would be able to assign no credibility whatsoever to anything Vappi said about the way he performs his duties, not to include his coworkers saying how he performed his duties. So any explanation for having dinner at the Tableau would be meaningless to me because there's no credibility. Secondly, you're right. I worked for one governor and three mayors. Every one of them had an executive protection package. Every one of them respected those officers and troopers. Every one of them, never one of those troopers or officers to be accused of any special treatment or the appearance of special treatment. So as the chief, it was easy for me because there was no superior authority to me, i.e. the mayor or the governor, using what they would think is their authority as the chief executive of the city to essentially countermand and ignore the police department's policies on executive protection, overtime, et cetera. So what I'm saying, Newell, is if you were the chief and you said to the mayor, hey, look, our officers can't work overtime unless it's this way. Our sergeants and lieutenants have to approve these things. And the mayor said, oh, good, do your job, and you didn't do it. But what if in this case, hypothetically, the mayor is just saying, I'm the boss. I don't care what the NOPD policy is, and I'm going to do what I want you to do. That, I think, is part of this issue of supervision.
Yeah, you know, I made the observation, a couple of people texted in and said, oh, that's a little rough. I said that if I was on this executive security detail, I'd get off if I saw what was going on, the repeat of this behavior. I'd want no part of this because I don't think it bodes well for my credibility, professional approach to the occupation. And I'm just curious, who would want to be on this detail under this, you know, with this set of circumstances?
First off, I do not know a New Orleans police officer, current, active, or retired, who is not sickened and embarrassed by this behavior. My father was an executive security protection guy. They took that work seriously because their job was to protect the principal. Now, This principal told us that they needed security protection in Switzerland because they were so well known. My gosh, sitting at the Tableau table, you don't think that's where you'd be most likely known? I mean, it's embarrassing to the men and women of this department. These decisions usurp the natural chain of command and authority of a paramilitary organization that has to control its employees. Candidly, I can't imagine that this is much different than the mayor saying, I'm the chief executive of the city, and I can ignore the NOPD rules, and we will do so for VAPI. Have a nice day. I've been elected twice and survived the recall. Have a nice day.
Yeah. You've consulted a number of policing agencies around the country that find themselves in the midst of a consent decree. Obviously, the federal monitoring team had a lot of observations to make about the previous investigation. Obviously, we looks like we're about to set upon yet another investigation here. How confident are you that this is going to be conducted a little differently and hopefully in a better fashion than the last time?
Well, I don't know how confident we can be because the principles are the same and they thwarted the last one either overtly or covertly, first. Secondly, I think New Orleans got lucky that Chief Kirkpatrick had just hit the scene, because a judicial temperament like Judge Morgan has obviously is, well, okay, we have a new player in town. Let's give it a shot. But the endemic culture of this notion that Rafael Guarnici is the one who has to point out over and over again what the Public Integrity Bureau seemed to cannot find on their own, said to the judge in court, well, we didn't see double dipping. And they said, why not? Well, we didn't look for it. Candidly, I think they got a break because Chief Kirkpatrick was new, but I don't know why a judicial temperament would continue to put up with what appears to be just a flagrant disregard for the quality and necessary independence of a public integrity investigation.
Yeah, I guess it's hard to say, well, we didn't know, right?
Right. Almost hit a car. No.
I mean, you got to almost laugh to keep from crying, but I mean, if I'm the head of that unit as well, I mean, I would have serious reservations and problems with what's actually happening. And I mean, how do you go in and tell the federal judge, Judge Morgan, well, we really didn't know. We didn't make that observation.
It's just ridiculous and ludicrous. And it's one of the reasons that the consent decree was here in the first place, right? I mean, look, I think every mayor who has a consent decree, either on their watch or they inherited, has to confront the reality that some of these monitoring costs are just so prohibitive. You can't fix lights, you can't fix potholes. But if the department continues to essentially demonstrate it has no capacity to recognize the gift that they were given with this Kirkpatrick decision to kind of get their house in order, I think the NOPD's statement last night was, we're going to send this to somebody else. Who? When? Why? You know, those are the kind of things I would think the judge would want to know, right? Who's going to investigate it, when they're going to do it, and why aren't you doing it? Okay, fine, let me know.
Yeah, I mean, what does it say as to your growth as an organization if you can't handle this internally? I mean,
I think what it says is what we've heard, right? I mean, so you and I have been in this business a long time. There is always a natural tension between labor and management about promotions, investigations, right? There's always that natural tension.
Yeah.
And I've heard all my life from Pano and FOP that there's not an honest IED investigation on the planet in the NOPD. But after these last 4 or 5 years, I got to tell you, Newell, they're probably more right than they've ever been. And that is an incredibly important thing for these young officers who are putting their lives on the line, for these interloping electeds who come and go and get reelected and survive a recall. And apparently, the value of their total contribution of a department is just, you know, dismissed as if not important.
Yeah, you know, and what I find really disheartening, and I'm sure you do too, because we both care, is that the momentum that's been created by the Ann Kirkpatrick decision and some of the decisions that she's made since, and the manner in which she has conducted herself. In fact, I thought there was a happenstance, and I'd love to get your reaction to this. a significant growth in credibility when they proactively released that there was a problem with some of their UTR incident-based reporting numbers a couple of weeks ago. And I watched that with a lot of curiosity. I thought it was very professionally handled. I thought they were very forthright and honest, and it was necessary, and they did it.
And, absolutely. And she had people. You know, Chief Gernon is a smart guy. He was able to articulate incredibly complex issues that the public's eyes roll in the back of their head when you talk about NCVS, you talk about NIVERS. But I agree. I think it was handled well. It was out front. It wasn't confrontational. That's what Chief Kirkpatrick can do. Chief Kirkpatrick can't make Mayor Cantrell do anything, right? Yeah. She can't make her do anything. So, you know, that'd be like, you know, they hire Drew Brees and then Mickey Loomis and them lose their minds and surround him with a bunch of Division III players, right? Yeah. And so Kirkpatrick is trying to play a game where the ownership does not necessarily send the message that they get the game.
Yeah, you know, I love the way you put that because it is spot on. And, you know, obviously the pack's trying to run in a different direction than the speed of the leader, and they keep getting sucked back into this vortex. And no matter how many things they do to improve and increase the momentum that they have gained, it takes like this one isolated incident. Well, it may not be so isolated, but what we know of it right now, that completely diminishes whatever gain or eliminates whatever gain that we've made.
It does, and you know you can't run that far. You can't run very far on the Tableau balcony. Look, I'm gonna be honest with you. The mayors that I worked for were so grateful that these officers would serve as their protection that they were crazy worried that anyone think they got a special deal, that they got extra overtime for doing nothing. These mayors, and I worked for three, and I worked for a governor, so that's all I know, right? That's four of them. They were identical. Chief, we have to make sure that these officers are not looking like they're getting a leg up on the men and women who are out there banging away at the call every day. They respected it. This is something where it doesn't look like there's much respect.
Got to get to a break. We'll be right back with Ronald Surpass, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola and former NOPD chief. Stay with us, folks.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.